the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Mother of Good Counsel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I said, this feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel is the feast that is celebrated in our mother house in Frigento, Italy. And it is a fairly new feast, you might say, for Frigento and the local area there, because the icon wasn't found until last century. In the early part of the 20th century, a farmer, a peasant, was out digging in his field, and an angel came to him and told him that he would find this image of Our Lady if he kept digging. And so he was digging, and he dug for, I think, a day or so, and couldn't find anything. So finally the angel came and appeared to him again and said, "Dig right there, put your shovel right there." And he stuck the shovel into the dirt, and he hit the icon, or the image of Our Lady, and he cracked it. And so if you see this image, this little terracotta, small little square image of Our Lady and Our Lord, you'll see that it has a little cracked edge on one of the corners. But this image has been verified by historians to date back to around the 3rd century A.D. So it is quite an ancient image of Our Lady of Good Counsel. And as images of Our Lady go, it may not be the most exquisite in artwork, but it has been known, and miracles have been attributed to it. But the most important thing about it is that Our Lady is the Mother of Good Counsel. That we hear in the Gospel today that Our Lady says to the servants at the wedding feast, "Do whatever he tells you." Our Lady tells us to listen to her Son. And many Protestants, when they read this Gospel of John and they get to the part of the wedding feast of Cana and Our Lady says, "Do whatever he tells you," they think that means, oh, good, that we don't have anything to do with Our Lady. You know, she says, "Do whatever he tells you, so I don't need to listen to her. I just need to listen to her Son." But what they forget is that towards the end of this Gospel, in chapter 19, he who, she says, "Do whatever he tells you," says, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." As one of his last greatest act, you might say, before a man dies, he does what is most important, that he wants to make sure that, you might say, his last will and testament is carried out. And that is that our Lord says, "Behold your mother." That he wants us to take her into our home, and truly take her counsel. Because first and foremost, our Lord took her counsel. You know, you say, well, he's a divine person. He doesn't need her counsel. Well, he didn't need it, but he chose to, out of humility, to choose her to be his mother, and he was obedient to his mother. He took her counsel at the wedding feast of Cana. She said, "Son, they have no wine." And he said, "What is this to me and to thee?" Not in an insulting way. Our Lord wasn't insulting his mother. He was just saying, "What you're asking of me to do here, mother, you know very well that what I can do. What you're asking me to do, you're also being involved in as well. If I work this miracle and change water into wine, you know that I will begin my way to Calvary. And so when I go to Calvary, you too must walk and come with me." And so She, being as confident as she was in her son, knowing how obedient he was to her, she didn't even ask him anything else. She just said, "Do whatever he tells you," with such confidence. And so our Lord gives us to her as her children with the same confidence, knowing that she will always give us the right counsel. You know, today we live in a world that believes in experts. You know, people become, after they've worked a while and they become, experts in their fields, they become consultants, and everybody runs to them, and they get paid for people to tell them what they probably already know. Or they're supposed to be someone who's supposed to be well-versed in their field. I like the definition of expert that my brother gave me one time. He works in the government. He says, X means has been, used to be, and a spurt is a drip under pressure. So, but Our Lady is a true expert. She is truly one that we can go to and we can get good counsel because first and foremost, unlike any other consultant or one who can give counsel, she is immaculate. She is without spot or wrinkle. She is perfect. And secondly, she's full of grace. And if you're looking for someone who is going to give you advice, that's someone you want to seek out is without error, without fault, and is full of grace. And secondly, she is the woman whom our Lord has placed in that position to give us that counsel. A mother, by her very nature, is one who gives counsel to her children. You know very well that your mother, even if you're old in life, will still give you advice, sometimes even when it's not wanted. But it's part of the maternal nature, one who is to nurture, wants to instruct and to guide their children in the right path. And our Lord has placed her there in that position as our mother and as his helpmate in our redemption, as the co-redemptrix. She knows how to get to heaven because she's there now with her son. And she is there as our guide and as our expert, you might say, in salvation. She is the one whom our Lord has given to us to help us and to guide us to do what is God's will, because she did God's will first and foremost better than anyone else. And so today, as we honor Our Lady, Mother of Good Counsel, let us ask her to give us good counsel. We know with confidence that she does. We have that beautiful prayer, the Memorare, to remind us that no one has ever gone to her, sought her intercession, has been left unaided, and that we too will be those wise servants and be like Christ himself, who listened to his mother and took her counsel, and that we too, by being those wise servants, will find our way to heaven with our Lord and Our Lady. Our Lady, Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.